kick off the holiday season. For an interesting exercise, I propose that we discuss just terrible movies. We're talking two terrible movies. Which movie is better? Which one, if they came on TV, would you be able to sit down and watch? Terminator Dark Fate or Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker?
Dark Fate with the female Terminator?
Well, she wasn't necessarily a Terminator.
She was an augmented human resistance fighter who had diabetes. She had type 2 diabetes, and she had superpowers because of that.
Off of diabetes?
Wait, what?
She had diabetes. No.
She did too much action. She would just start hyperventilating, her body shutting down.
She would go in until she had an injection. A sugar rush.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, she had type 1 diabetes. It jacked herself up full of insulin or chocolate cake or whatever. She was a superstar.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you had Arnold Schwarzenegger was Carl the Friendly Terminator.
We'll just say that his character, good job, just helping out a single mother.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense that a killing machine would just decide to help out and adopt a family. Take up drapes. Oh, yeah, and we've got the Terminator who is, he's not a T-1000 or T-800. He's got both. He's got the liquid skin and a cybernetic endoskeleton.
Yeah, they chose to ignore the Terminator from Terminator 3.
Skynet, you now have the Legion because that's more dangerous.
That's Legion.
Terminator Dark Fate. That was the Dark Fate awaiting us after Terminator 2. After Terminator 2, 2 months later, Sarah Connor stop off for margaritas and have her son get it. And he gets his chest blast open.
That was only a good part of that movie.
And then we kicked off from there. And the only good thing about that was Linda Hamilton. She was pretty fucking awesome.
And yeah.
I wish she would do more action movies because she is pretty damn badass.
Versus.
And then we've got Rise of Skywalker. I'm not even going to talk about that. I'm just going to say it made no sense.
It's J.J. Abrams, dude. Everything.
Oh, and you also had Force Dyad, Rey, and Ben Solo, Ben Skywalker, Ben-tastic, the supporting cast, and the return of Palpatine.
Well, the return of Palpatine happened in the opening crawl.
Palpatine come back. Oh, and they had 72 hours to stop Palpatine from launching 1,000 Star Destroyers. Takes like 10,000 people to man it, so they had like a couple million just people hanging around to just okay. I'm not even gonna go into too far, okay? You need to decide which one's more terrible than the other one,
just off of the cuff. Terminator Dark Fate, and I love T2, I love Terminator, I love the Sarah Connor Chronicles. Great show, great show.
That was good television,
but Dark Fate. And Genesis combined has destroyed any hopes for Terminator in the future. Star Wars still has a future post Rise of Skywalker. Terminator Dark Fate has totally destroyed Terminator.
They're both equally bad. I would probably watch the Terminator movie again.
What?
Yeah, rather than that other Star Wars, that made no daggone sense to me. I can deal with the diabetes Terminator. I can deal with the diabetes Terminator, but the Star Wars where it doesn't really quite make any sense, and no.
I did not expect that, Matt. Did not expect that.
But diabetes Terminator is like real life, yo.
But everything else surrounding that.
Right? I mean, she likes cake, just like you. I'm pretty sure you might like cake.
I was like, what's going on with her?
I'm going to say, for me, I'm going to agree with Matt.
What?
I cannot bring myself to watch Rise of Skywalker again.
J.J. Abrams has destroyed two franchises. One franchise that means the world to me. And the other one, I love a lot. But Star Trek over Star Wars every day, all day for me. But J.J. Abrams had a hand in destroying that, which there probably won't be any more movies and these crappy TV shows that he keep putting out. But I still have to choose Star Wars.
I cannot watch that Star Wars aborted mess. Every time it comes on, I can't even think about it. It's hard to wrap my head around. Looked at part of it. I told the wife, I'm like, you got to watch this by yourself. I can't watch this mess. Terminator Dark Fate, I turn my brain off at certain moments. The actress Mackenzie, when she's up there, oh, good Lord, here we go. I amuse myself by just making fun of the stuff she's saying, but that Rise of Skywalker mess is just pure garbage. No enjoyment from watching it. It's not even pretty to look at. No enjoyment to look at. Absolutely none.
Huh. All right. I'm trying to think, am I doing something wrong?
It literally is a hard one. I've got Terminator Dark Fate here. I'm going to sit there and look at it again. Okay, this is a terrible movie. I could not bring myself to finish, even to flip through any part that was remotely watchable in Rise of Skywalker. It was all bad.
I feel like that about Terminator Dark Fate. Really, would I watch any of them? Not really. Like, I've seen enough of Terminator Dark Fate that once, and that was it for me. And Rise of the Skywalker, I think I might have forgotten that movie.
There was enough dumb shit in that that it just seared into my brain.
The thing I think about Rise of the Skywalker revolves around that scene with Chewbacca being on that ship, the J.J. Abrams fake out, that, oh my God, Chewbacca died, and the little stupid force battle. Like, every time I think about Rise of the Skywalker, I think about that, and I think about when Palpatine seemed like he got a happy ending at the beginning of the movie.
No, it was like, for me, I'm looking at a YouTube video of the worst fight scenes in cinematic history, and that shit from The Last Jedi and from The Rise of Skywalker popped up, and I'm just like, this is just...
The end fight sequence from Terminator Dark Fate, and also the fact that Terminator Dark Fate is just a rehash of Terminator 2.
Yes. Yes, yes, it was.
Almost beat for beat.
They didn't do the whole thing of where they were going to try and stop the whole Terminator ending.
But they also had an in-fight sequence at a chemical facility. Well,
the
first
Terminator had the same thing.
They also did it in Terminator Salvation.
Actually, every Terminator movie has the same thing.
Not Terminator 3.
Terminator 3 had the in-fight scene was factory, but...
Was it a bunker? Or on the way to the bunker? Yeah, it was, and then also the, I guess, was that NORAD, NASA? What the heck was that?
NORAD.
All right. But yeah, it's like, I would have to still choose Rise of the Skywalker. Like, personally, screw them both.
Yes. Yes, I would agree with that. I agree 100% with that.
But I'm like, am I making the wrong decision? Mike, do you have any input?
I haven't seen Terminator Dark Fate yet, but I'm just automatically going to say Rise of Skywalker is worse. Shit movie. Terrible movie. I've never watched it again. And I literally won't watch it again. I don't care.
But again, as I said, the thing that is positive, Star Wars still has a chance. Terminator does not.
It actually does have a chance.
No, it doesn't.
Somebody
repeat the same movie.
Somebody go back in time and kill everything. And then just restart it. Like, it's all about
they tried
time.
That with Terminator have... Genesis.
Okay, then you just go back in time and do something else. Or you can kick it off with John Connor in the future. Or like you can do the future
well,
war.
Well, Star Wars, you can just go non-Jedi. You can go to the smaller characters. You can go to different planets. Terminator is just the same thing. Okay. I mean, the problem with both of these movies is that they're technically virtue signaling, and I think that's the biggest problem with those.
Either way, I'm
going
to
say... The brainwashing continues. Go ahead.
They're still trying to go that route. Either they'll figure out a way to tell the stories where it's not so much
wokeified.
Yeah. Nice balance to it.
I mean, like Charlie's Angels, wokeified.
Oh, dear God. That was just some straight terribleness.
I mean, like how Black Panther is going to be wokeified now.
I will give Marvel the benefit of doubt on that one. So I will wait and see. Ron Coogler's earned my trust. So. Conclusion, we're just going to say that both these movies are terrible. We do not in any way endorse these films or the making of these films and how they were written or produced. This is not an endorsement of that, but this is a thought exercise on just how far down the rabbit hole of terribleness you're willing to go for your own entertainment.
Oh, it's about to continue in 2021. I know it is.
So, two terrible movies called the Horrible Movie Competition. We'll do another one of those at some later point. Justin and I am the person who's willing to give a bad movie a chance. I'll come up the next to you for the next podcast, and I'll see you then.